League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell being joined right now by the CFO over at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. John Chill joining us here this week to talk about the DraftKings Sportsbook and what's been going on. John, I know you've had a few health issues the last couple of weeks. Hope you're healthy and hope all is well with you and the family. But let's talk about what's been going on in the NFL the last couple of weeks, John. The favorites have been coming in. Has the DraftKings taken a little hit the last couple of weeks in the NFL?
Yeah, we were a little bruised up with all the favorites. I mean, beginning of the season, the dogs were coming through, and the favorites started making a comeback here the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, definitely seeing, you know, the favorites and a lot of prop bets with them, you know, with the parlays and all that. So, yeah, definitely been a change from the beginning of the season.
John, we noticed that, I mean, last couple, 3-4 weeks, the passing in the NFL, the numbers are just way down.
Touchdowns, yards, everything.
Yeah. Passing, which translates into less scoring, right? Are we looking at more unders now because of how bad the passing games have been?
Yeah, we're seeing. I think it's close to 60. I think it might have hit 60% after last week. The unders are definitely trending. What's ironic about it too is the Thursday night games. The overs have been hitting, which has been a trend for years. Take the under on a Thursday night, but yeah, we're definitely seeing the trend. I think running the ball, the change of how these offenses are. Functioning throughout. I mean, you look at Kansas City, the way they're playing and the points are scoring and you just think that, you got Mahomes, you put 30 points on the board and, you're not seeing that, and it's interesting too to see, what Kansas City's doing overall. We'll see what happens this week, Finally, I think they put a number up that for Kansas City that's, you think about. I mean, I think Kansas City's 5-1 for the year so far, which is interesting to get the spread.
Yeah. And University of Houston, make sure you bet the under.
Because, yeah, that's right.
Because they're hitting at a great clip right now.
Yeah.
So what? Any other trends you're seeing developing in the NFL?
I kind of call this week separation week. We're starting to see, I think there's 8 games over 6 points, which is the first time all season. You're starting to separate teams that are, you kind of think are going to make a run, at the end of the year, and ones that are, waiting for the draft in April. So you're definitely starting to see lines starting to creep up more than they were in the beginning of the season. I look at it, me personally, this is when I start using teasers, and looking at these, these 6-point spreads and, hey, they might not cover by 6, but they might win straight up. So this is when I start using teasers more personally on the NFL. But yeah, definitely you're starting to see lines adjust with all the favorites hitting there the last couple of weeks.
Is the quarterback play the reason that we're seeing bigger spreads right now?
Yeah, I think the quarterback play, and I think, they're just teams that, you look at, you just go against. I mean, Carolina, just whoever they're playing, you just take them. That's kind of the way I look at it, and I don't think they've covered all year. I think they're 0-6 for the year as well. So, it's quarterback play. you know, you're starting to see, like, Baltimore's a prime example. First 2 weeks, you could tell they didn't know how to use Derrick Henry, and now they're looking like a well-oiled machine on offense and clicking. So you're starting to see that. Buffalo's another team that's, you know, I think they've been hot all year, but, you know, they're getting better each week as well. So you're starting to see those lines, you know, creep up for those teams. And then you start looking at bye week factors. You know, I kind of like some Cowboy props just because of the bye week. I think CD might go off and Dak go off this week. Don't know if they're going to cover against the Niners, but those are things you look at too as prop bets. You know, coming off the bye week and things of that nature.
I think it's pretty interesting. A lot of books now are keeping open the Heisman Trophy odds throughout the year, and it fluctuates. And it would make sense, bring the handle up, right, as opposed to just before the season starts and then it's locked out. Ashton Jeanty, a running back winning a Heisman, he's currently the favorite, but it kind of speaks to the year we're having with the quarterback position. The Boise State running back, who's putting up numbers that are in the neighborhood of Barry Sanders from years and years ago, from about 36 years ago, this is really an unusual year, but at the same time, Travis Hunter was in the mix, and maybe he still is now that he's back. You got a running, so you got a two-way player, a running back. Like, what do your odds look like right now for Heisman, and how do you see it playing out?
You know, I think, you know, if Boise keeps on winning and, you know, they can get in, I think the playoff is going to factor in a little bit. You know, I think if Boise can win out, I think they're 17 right now. But if they can make it into playoffs, I think, you know, he keeps doing what he's doing. I think he wins the Heisman. I think that's part of, you know, I think the equation is, I think the team still needs to make the playoffs, whoever wins that Heisman. You know, so you look at Cam Ward's at plus 250. You know, if they can win out, you know, he's got a good shot to flip that and make a run there at the end. But I think, you know, it's interesting, I think, A, the Heisman's going to depend. That team should at least be in the playoffs. I don't think anybody's going to win it if they're outside of that. And it's been interesting in the book. Futures have been crazy with these 12-team playoffs now. We're seeing a lot of future action on, you know, who's going to make the playoffs. I mean, who would think Indiana and BYU would be ahead of Alabama right now, you know, in the playoffs. So it's interesting to see, you know, what's going on. You see, like, a team like Pitt, I think they're ranked 20th, but they're 6-0, you know, and so it'll be interesting to see coming down the stretch who makes that top 12. But you're definitely seeing some future bets on that in the Heisman as well, you know, and take advantage of some of the odds of the weeks, you know, that are out there. So,
John Chill, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Make your reservations, go and hang out at the DraftKings Sportsbook over the weekend. It doesn't get any better than watching your football there while you got all the multiple kiosks, but you got the windows right there as well. It can't be better. So if you're looking for a great place to have get your games on and your bets on, the Golden Nugget Lake Charles at the DraftKings Sportsbook. You got a big man, you're going to be packed on Saturday. You got a big UFC card, right?
Yeah, we have a matinee UFC card, so you can come in and grab a coffee. I think prelims start at 10 in the morning, and the main's at, I think, 2:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, grab a coffee at Starbucks, walk in the sports book, watch some UFC. You know, you got the big fight. You got Topuria versus Holloway. I kind of like the under 4.5 rounds and take Topuria minus 230. I think, you know, I think he's younger, quicker, and I think, you know, Holloway's never gone down, so I like under 4.5 rounds. I think they'll be on a mission to try to knock him out. And then my big underdog's Whitaker. I think if he can survive the first round, Whitaker might be able to win that fight. So
he's getting like plus 200 and something, right, John?
Right, yeah, he's plus 210, I think, right now, yeah. So I kind of like the odds on that. And like I said, if he can survive the first round, he's got a shot to win that, so. Yeah, but you got UFC. We got some, I think, Notre Dame's on early. Got some nice early games going on. I kind of like Notre Dame this week, minus 13. I know everybody's riding a Navy wave, but I think Notre Dame's getting better each week. Was one of my picks this week. So,
how you seeing this LSU A&M game going?
Oh, you know, that's a tough one. LSU, you know, they got through Ole Miss. I kind of like it's it's tough to play at A&M. And, you know, I could see it easily an upset right there. I know my daughter's going to kill me for saying that, but I see LSU. You know, it's going to be a good game. I could go either way. You know, that's a tough game, especially coming off the win, you know, with Ole Miss and all that. So that'll be an interesting game.
That'll be fun. That's going to be a hard hit.
It's going to be a good game to watch. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to put the house on it. It's just a good game to watch, I think, and see how that plays out.
You got any big action on any college team?
You know what? I like Miami again. I like I said, Notre Dame was one of my top picks, and I like Boise State tomorrow.
You like Boise tomorrow?
Boise tomorrow. I think I think they're going to roll here at the end of the season.
How about what if you'd have bet what it was Liberty over Kennesaw State? I mean.
Yeah, that was crazy.
If you took the money line, they were 0-10.
I don't even know if there was a money line for that one.
I doubt it.
Like, what could you make it?
Liberty's undefeated and going to the possibly going to the playoff, and Kennesaw State takes them out. Wow.
Yeah, and I think Kennesaw State was like -80 point differential, something crazy like that. Yeah, I think they had a money line last night. It's funny you say that. I've been riding the Jacksonville State bandwagon here, and I think they're like 6-1 now covering. So. But that would be a nice play to have that straight up if they offer.
Holy
money
crap!
Line.
That money line would pay unbelievable.
Yeah.
And took Liberty right out of the playoff. John Chill every week. Well, every week that he can get here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great stuff. Get to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles people and have yourself a big time. John, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right, sounds good.
Talk to you guys next week.
Okay, we'll see you, John.
All right.
Okay.
And I got to talk about the Golden Nugget Lake, Charles. I'm going to tell you this right now, right here and right now. It's one of my favorite places. It just does not get any better. We talked about the sports book, the DraftKings sports book. If you've never been in it, it's as good as any sports book in Vegas. I love it. It is just so much fun. TVs everywhere. It's a sensor overload as far as football goes. It is just fantastic. You've got the pool, which is awesome. You got the golf course, which is awesome. The poker room, I love playing in there. The casino, which is a Vegas, it's as good as any Vegas casino. The hotel, it's like it's brand new. I'm telling you, they keep this thing pristine. They just can't do a better job than they're doing at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I love it. You will love it. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Why go to Vegas when it takes you how long to get to Vegas from your door to a Vegas casino, checked in your hotel? It's about a 5-6 hour process. How about 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road? That's it. And you're in a Las Vegas-style casino and hotel right here. So much cheaper, so much better. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, this segment's brought to you by Barbie Queso from Damaris Barbecue. Melted cheese, freshly chopped veggies,
yum.
Chopped brisket, all in it. Brisket in your
Is he copying H-E-B?
Huh?
Is he copying that H-E-B brisket?
Oh, no, they copied him.
They copied him? I saw Yanni yesterday at the game, as a matter of fact. He was there with his family.
Yeah, the girls. He brought the girls.
And I should have said, hey, how about a little barbecue queso? How about you?
Yeah, but he's lazy. So
I know, but how about you have somebody who works at your place just bring it in?
Yeah, well, he's too lazy to even probably tell him that. So we need a contestant for playing Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Who
they
got
beat him
beat.
Last week, remember?
He got beat last week.
Got
How
smoked.
About that? Yeah. Well, he only had one win. It's embarrassed. He embarrassed himself.
Yeah, he did.
So I embarrassed myself picking games last week, too, though, so I can't talk about that. So we need a contestant at exactly 9:20. Call in, and caller number 5 is going to be our contestant, Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Beat the Warehouse Live guy. 4 tickets to a game along with the limo ride there and back. So our contestant last week is going to the Knicks game, right? Yeah, I think he gave him 4 tickets, a lower bowl to the Knicks game. Mm-hmm. Rockets-Knicks, so nice job. So caller number, what did I say, five at 9:20, you're going to be playing. And I got one more reminder. We still got some tickets to give away. Let's do it next segment, Adele, right? We got a couple more tickets to give away to the U of H game. So we'll do that. And you got U of H, we got football and basketball tickets, right? You're not sure about football? Okay, we know we got basketball tickets to give away, though. So we'll do that in the next segment. So stay tuned right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Your Rockets took it on the chin last night. 110-105 was the final. It was just couldn't shoot. Just could not shoot. Just awful. And the fourth quarter just fell apart. They scored 45 points in the second half. I mean, they looked really good.
Yeah.
A 60-point first half.
Well, I didn't even think they looked really good. They didn't shoot. They had a good second quarter, but
yeah,
I think they just look like, okay, they can overwhelm this team with their athleticism, their length, their rebounding. Alperen Şengün looks unstoppable. There's a chance Alperen may go 40-30. You know, I thought 40-30 wasn't out of the after the first quarter, I thought, I guess just it's going to be a 40-30 game. No big deal. And then Şengün, you know, Şengün kind of just fell apart in the second half. He stopped being able to get shots off. He turned it over a ton. He doesn't always take care of the ball very well. He had a big turnover at the end of the game, too, where I don't know if it was a behind-the-back pass intentionally or if he just lost it out of bounds that way when he was trying to dribble.
Well, they only had eight turnovers. I mean, they were pretty clean. Now,
yeah,
they had
but then it must have been seven of them must have been there in about a five-minute span where they lost the lead.
Yeah, well, they got a rebound at 56-43.
And that's after a huge advantage they had.
Yeah.
I mean, the bigs from Charlotte beat the brakes off the Rockets. They really did. Landale, and it wasn't just Jock Landale. It was, you know, Alperen stopped being able to dominate the boards. The guys like Amen, they went small. So Amen, Dylan, and Jabari really got beat on the boards. The small lineup got beat up. And
well,
Nick Richards just kind of roughhouse the Rockets.
Yeah, Richards had eight rebounds. Bridges had nine. Martin had eight.
How about Man with his little pull up, his little crossover step back? Like Man looked great in the fourth quarter. God, Man, and I hate those guys. Man and LaMelo Ball just draining threes. Grant Williams, who's always been kind of a, you know, he's a guy that gets under your skin easily. He had a huge three at the end of the game. Just Charlotte ended up lighting up threes there in the second half and got back in the game. And then just the Rockets just didn't have any ability to stop the momentum. They were down three. Jalen got in for an M1. You know, a big turning point in that game was when Amen Thompson got fouled and missed both free throws.
Yeah.
They never recovered from that.
So I was misled by this organization. I was told Steven Adams was okay and he was going to be fine, and I'm watching Jock Landale instead.
Yeah, Steven Adams was on the bench.
You know what? I think that's probably
I'm tired of you getting lied to, if I'm being honest.
Lied to.
Yeah.
And then I was told that the bench is so deep, 10 deep, and we're going to see, and oh, how hard it's going to be to get all these guys, and, you know, what's the playing time? Well, there's not going to be any playing time because all the starters are just going
to
play.
Looks like you were lied to.
I was lied to again. Lied to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to overreact to one loss, but this is the kind of game. That's the kind of team that you beat, okay?
Yep.
Charlotte doesn't come in here and beat you on opening night with all the excitement.
And they lost Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
Lance, you were in the building. I tuned in at the start. I stopped paying attention to the crowd later. It didn't feel like people were in that building excited about tip-off.
No, they were I have to say, they've got some new – I don't know if these features are new. You tell me, John. There's a big – they had a big fence around Toyota Center where you couldn't just walk up to Toyota Center and get close. Like, you had to – before you even got inside the perimeter, there was a fence that was covering you, and you had to go through – you had to walk through a kind of a metal detector. And then they are saying if you have any kind of bags at all, you can forget it. Ladies, I will tell you this, or men who wear man bags, like if DeAndre Hopkins goes to a game or some of you guys I see running around.
Or Laramie Tunsil
or men that I see walking around the Galleria who have Gucci slides and their man bags on, your Merces, You're not getting that in the game. I can tell you that. You're going to have to spend $30 to rent a locker, and they now have lockers outside of the event
where
you have to rent the lockers and put your little man purses in there and keep them there. Or women, your regular purses. Or Chris Fisher told me his daughter came with something really, really small, and he said it might have been an inch over the size, and they said, nope. Go give us $30 and put it in that locker. So also a moneymaker. But you can't bring that in. So I think that may have slowed some things down too. Because you had to queue up to get in.
It was hard to get in?
Yeah, and you know, the parking and, you know, it's just downtown coming up after. But no, they weren't. You're right, Dale. They weren't in the – it was not – and, you know, it wasn't the drippy intro that they had from a few years ago. It's an intro of a more serious basketball team. Not of an Instagram story, necessarily.
You are not serious people.
Where now we have to read people on, you know, back then you could read. It's the corniest thing. Last night was a complete movie. Last night was a movie. Oh, my God. That is the lamest, corniest stuff I ever hear. Last night was a movie. This intro is a total movie. Okay.
What is this?
Get to the game.
About? They were very cinematic with their intros when the team had nothing to offer on the court.
And they had their little, you know, they had their little video that they showed on there. But when it got time to introduce the team, they introduced the five players. They did their chest bumps or whatever, and then they got to business. It wasn't as fire wasn't shooting out of everywhere. It was less showy, it felt like, than what I've seen in the past. But they were a more serious team, but they weren't serious in the fourth quarter, unfortunately. They were scared.
I don't know. That's the right thing because they came out and they couldn't. They missed their first, like, 18 shots. And maybe they need drippy. Okay? Maybe they need showy. Maybe they need pump it up.
No.
Maybe they need Dell there pumping it up.
No, you don't need that. You need to – how about making a shot and how about grabbing rebounds? That's what you need. You don't need Kevin Porter Jr. back here. You know, and pregame fits for what's the pregame fit like for Jalen Green? We don't need that. We got Matt. We got kids to feed now. This is different. This is a different Jalen Green. That's why he came up.
Was he
up
so
with 28
different?
Points.
Was he so different last night?
No, he was.
He had 28. That's a great
28 on how many shots?
Yeah, it didn't matter. He went. Shots. Well, you didn't say this about Allen
shots,
Iverson.
23 shots. 28 points.
Did you guys keep the same energy when Allen Iverson?
Well,
shot
when Allen Iverson was doing, he was doing. I was
times for 27.
I was like 12. So no, well, I was not saying
as,
that.
As soon as Jalen gets like, the NBA Finals like Allen Iverson did, then okay.
Well, he keeps averaging 28 points. Are you gonna say, man, Jalen is going off 28 a game? You gonna say that? You're just gonna keep looking for the negatives.
Well, 23 shots and lose it and scoring 105 total points. Yeah, okay. Then no, we're gonna keep on talking about it. Yeah, 23 shots, 28 points. Beat it. Five for 15.
Beat it.
Stop taking.
You heard him. Beat it.
Threes.
We tell him that man just signed a contract. You're really going after Rockets management these days.
No.
What did Tillman do to you?
I was lied to.
Where you're like, he lied to me. Beat it, Jalen. It's one game. Mason wants the whole team traded.
He was told the Rockets were too deep. And yeah.
They are. They are too deep. They got to figure out who to play now.
Well, they're not playing anybody.
Cam Whitmore got
eight minutes. Who do you want
starters? Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard. Who do you want more?
I want to see both of them.
Okay, then who
doesn't
play?
I didn't see any of them. I saw 24 minutes between the two of them.
Then who doesn't play? That's why I said Reed Shepard
Fred,
was going to win rookie
hey, Fred,
of the year.
Come sit over here.
I told you.
Million.
I told you about
who'd
that.
Who did he say?
Fred Van Fleet. I told you Fred
That's
Van Fleet.
$40 million.
His minutes weren't going anywhere. The veteran point guard's minutes were not decreasing.
I was told that was a good contract.
Who told you that?
John told me that.
John, you told him that?
I told him. Fred Van Fleet's? Yeah, I thought it was. No, but. You know what? Not when you're 2 for 11 from three. Come over here and sit down.
Yeah, now that's that. Now, but they don't. Who's their other point guard? They did run. They ran Reed Shepard at point for a little bit, but it's still just a stagnant. Like, and they weren't running a true point guard. A point guard wasn't running an offense yesterday. It was just a high screen and roll, kick it to the wing, and the wing players would try to play one on one and see what kind of shots they could get. So I don't know, like Reed Shepard's going to be the backup point guard, but yeah, yesterday is a great example of a game. Now, we'll say two big threes from Fred VanVleet. They were huge at the time, but he had missed nine previous before that, was playing very poorly. That's not a game where Fred VanVleet, with as poorly as he was shooting, should have played that many minutes. Granted, two big threes in the fourth quarter, but he was one of the reasons that they couldn't extend and put that game away is because he couldn't shoot worth a crap. I mean, he was bad. Jalen didn't shoot it great either. And, he had 15 threes. This is not a world we should live in where Jalen Green is shooting 15
threes. You feel great?
We should not live in that world.
You feel great about your backcourt. Now, Jalen's money doesn't kick in until next year. Your backcourt in that year is going to be making over $70 million. Between them, they went 7 for 26 from three.
Know that Fred makes it to year three.
Not the way he shot last night, 4 for 18 overall.
I think this is not going to be a mutual picking up of
the Fred war. Really wants to be here. You saw the article.
4 for 18. 4 for 18. That's terrible.
For who, Fred?
Yes, overall, yes.
And Fred kept getting into the paint and trying to shoot. Like, he's a historically terrible shooter inside
of the paint. Yes.
He doesn't finish at all. And he gets in the paint. I'm like, oh, here we go. And it seemed like Charlotte was challenging everything. Everything in the paint was a challenge. In the first half, you could waltz in and dunk on them. In the second half, all of a sudden, they wanted to play big. I'm like, God, this sucks. Why can't y'all just let us have an easy one?
Ten blocks by Charlotte.
Charlotte's got a new coach. I don't know if you heard. There's a new sheriff in town in Charlotte.
Yeah, 10 blocks. It felt like 10 blocks because they weren't letting anybody have any easy shots. And then they bullied Alperen, and Alperen didn't want to do anything. Like, he was like, no, thanks. I'll just sit this one out for most of the second half. Grant Williams is a bully, too, by the way. Grant Williams can make you very uncomfortable. And it looked like Alperen didn't really want to deal with chubby number two.
Well, Stephen Adams is going to make a difference when he comes back.
Yeah,
I think so.
I heard he was already ready to go.
I know.
Well, and you know, he played. Even, I mean, he played
wasn't
in the
even
last
available.
Preseason game.
Wasn't even available.
Yeah, it came down yesterday. All of a sudden, there are questions whether he would play, and then he was ruled out.
And he played in the preseason. What the hell?
And he was talking to Alperen during breaks, like giving him, you know, I don't know, telling him things.
Well, he should have been telling Jalen, stop shooting. Fred, stop shooting.
And he played with Russell Westbrook. He never told him to stop shooting.
Well, somebody has to. Somebody needs to step up and tell him that. I need to step up and tell you about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is where you get your car sold. All right, it's Thursday, right? John Clay Wolf is on Saturday. And he's gonna buy cars on the radio. He buys cars on the radio, okay? He'll tell a guy who's sitting there, calls in, hasn't even seen it. Well, you gotta send me the pictures, but this is what I'll give you for it. Okay, I'll take that. Or nope, I won't take that. I need more. Well, let me see it first, okay? Then I'll tell you. Or you're unrealistic about it. You're unrealistic about how much you want for your vehicle. Well, I'll tell you this, you don't have to be, you'll find out what it's worth when you go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Because you go to GiveMeTheVin.com, they give you your price. You take that to CarMax, and CarMax tells you, you're crazy. I can't give you that for that. All right? Or CarMax says, we'll beat that. And if you beat it, you take it back to John Clay Wolf, and he says, well, they're crazy. We'll give you $100 instead. We are not going to buy your car. We'll give you $100. If CarMax can beat his offer, he sends you $100. That's pretty cool. My boy Michael got that. He got the $100 from John Clay Wolf. He's like, yeah, I'll take that, hundy. Yeah, absolutely. So, listen, you're guaranteed to know that either he's going to buy your car or you're getting $100. So there's one place you have to go every single time when you're selling your car, GiveMeTheVin.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
What does Mapes think about being this close to Cam Rising? We've never seen those two in the same room together.
Well, there is a question of whether Mapes played in Tempe as opposed to Cam Rising, considering how bad that game went for Utah. Mapes won't confirm or deny.
That he was in there instead of Cam Rising?
Didn't look like Cam Rising that we remember, so it could have been Mapes.
Sure didn't.
So Mapes doesn't have far to travel if he, in fact, is impersonating the Utah quarterback. Maybe we'll see Mapes talking up Isaac Wilson as the Cougs try to get a win.
You think he's going to be coaching him on the sideline?
Well, if he's pretending to be Cam Rising, he's got to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't not show up to the game.
No, he's got to go. Mapes, I'm telling you, love that, love that. We've got tickets to give away to that game. Let's do it, Dell. We got two tickets to give away. UHCougars.com/home if you want to buy the tickets. UHCougars.com/home. Taking on the Utah Utes on a Saturday night. We've got two tickets to give away. Let's give them away at exactly 9:40. We'll get caller number three. Caller number three is going to go to that game with two tickets. All right. If you want to buy tickets, four tickets and a parking pass for just $70. That's what you do. UHCougars.com/tickets. We got a scheduling problem tomorrow. We got Warehouse Live Guy. We've got Willie Fritz going to be joining us at 9. We got Five Star going
to
be giving us
and
winners.
And Clay Hensley is going to join us at, he was supposed to join us at 8:30 to preview on the phone, to preview Yankees and Dodgers World Series. Oh.
Well, we got that, too. We've had a lot of guests this week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
We're known for that.
A guest producer we had this week.
Yeah.
We got a guest. We've had a lot of people that want to talk to us about stuff. I mean, that's crazy.
He dabbed if you weren't paying attention. When you mentioned guest producer,
wasn't really
Lance did a bit of a dab.
It was just more of a just a,
oh,
a celebration of your mention of his producing.
Yeah.
I didn't see. Did you dab?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it wasn't a real, like a classic
okay.
dab.
Okay, but
well, yeah, it was
dab.
A dab. It was.
Do you still dab to your kids?
Oh yeah, and Madi. Sometime whenever she's getting in trouble, I'll dab on her. And she gets so pissed.
It's got to be very
He's
annoying.
He's dabbing again, Mom. It's not great to live with me.
I imagine it wouldn't be. You taunting your kids with dabs?
Yeah, but she'll dab on me when Nicole's yelling at me about
well,
something.
Returning the favor.
So she dabs back on me.
There's
I was
a lot
able
of yelling
to get,
going on. There's
I got
a lot
her.
Of yelling
she's
going
she's
on
happy
in
with me because I was able to get her to a Taylor Swift concert. I had a friend who has a ticket, so I'm going to fly up to. As a matter of fact, the day before, it's Thursday. Thursday before it's next Thursday. Right after the show, I'm going to an airport, flying to Indianapolis, turn around, flying right back, and then she's going to be up there and watch Taylor Swift. Her one and probably only time to ever go to a Taylor Swift
so
concert.
So you are the chaperone, and someone's going to go with her. Are you going to the concert?
Nah, I'm not going.
You're chaperoning her up there.
Well, they have a Friday concert, but I couldn't get back for the Radio Hall of Fame stuff. So, and plus, they don't want me anyway. And my wife doesn't want to go to Taylor Swift. And she's going to go to
the Radio Hall of Fame stuff. Oh, that's next weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got that Taylor Swift concert's on Friday. So she's going with about 14 other girls and six moms, and so it's going to be a whole party of like 20 who are going there in Indiana.
Oh my gosh, that's I bet she's excited. Excited.
Oh my gosh, it's
unbelievable. Who's the opener?
I'm more excited because I don't have to, you know, because I had told her, I said, listen, these prices. She goes, I don't care, Dad. I will use all the money I've. She saved $3,000 from babysitting and all this stuff. I'll spend it all on. We're not spending it all to sit behind a stand. Do you understand? These prices only get you an obstructed view where you're behind the stage and you're just watching on a freaking jumbotron. Like, what are you doing?
So that's next Friday. Did you know that?
Trick Daddy's opening.
No. J.J. Abrams' daughter is opening.
J.J. Abrams, the
The producer,
maker,
yes.
The producer?
He has a daughter named Gracie who will be opening. So I don't know if Madi likes Gracie Abrams, but she will. That will be before Taylor Swift comes on.
Well, it's not my concern because I won't be there.
Yeah, but Madi can be judgmental. So I'm not sure what type of content Gracie Abrams puts out. So Madi might have some thoughts.
I was hoping she'd get to see Paramore. There was Paramore.
Yeah, they did that in Europe.
Yeah,
they
were a pretty cool concert, except for the Taylor Swift part.
It better be a clean show if it's Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor Swift has had Sabrina Carpenter as an opener. It's not so clean.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as long as it's not Cardi B.
And there's all these rules.
Cardi
B's not going to be WAP. Cardi, give me, you know, put that Big Mac truck inside this little garage. Okay.
Okay.
Cardi. My daughter's 13. I don't need to hear about Mack trucks in your little garage. This is too much. Okay? This is too much, Cardi.
Are the kids in school yet?
That's
are the kids in
9:40, I would hope so.
The bad kids are still, you know, the bad kids are out.
Then bad
They're not
kids
listening
already,
to this show.
This isn't even.
Yeah, they are.
Bad kids aren't sitting around vaping, listening to a sports talk show, complain about the Rockets. I promise you.
All right, we got winners to the U of H tickets. Well, we got two more U of H tickets, but this is to the basketball game, which is Sunday. Want you there. If you don't win the tickets, you can get them easily by going to anytix.com and fill up the Fertitta Center. Fill it up with a bunch of Cougar fans and show them Aggies what it's like, even an exhibition game, how good it is here in the city of Houston with this basketball team. We got two tickets to give away. Let's do it at 9:45 exactly. You call in, and caller number three is going to win those two tickets. You can get your tickets at anytix.com, anytix.com, or uhcougars.com to buy your tickets to go see the game if you don't win them. So we got two tickets to give away. Caller number three at exactly 9:45. All right, what did anything we missed today, boys?
Yeah, I had some stuff pulled that we missed. How about the fact that DeJounte Murray's already out with a fractured hand?
Oh, yeah.
Gets a new team and fractures his hand, so he is gone. You've got, let's see here.
You guys aren't the only new Hall of Famers. Maria Sharapova made the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Did she?
We'll allow it.
And the Brian,
not the Texas Radio Hall of
Fame. No, the Tennis Hall of Fame. Okay. And the Bryan brothers did as well. So a couple of Americans made it into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. But Sharapova, a five-time major champion. Did you know she'd won that many majors?
She was a good player.
Yeah.
Really good player. And smoking hot.
Well, yes, John. That was part of the appeal, too.
Hang on. I always get her mixed up. Who is the one that
that's
was
Anna
really
Kournikova.
Kournikova, yeah. That is.
That's the one who didn't win anything.
I mean, the Ovas are typically, once we start dealing with Russian slash, where's she from?
I think she's Russian. Maybe.
Yeah, Russians. I mean, Russian tennis players are usually, I mean, they do a good job. I know they run your whole life. The Chinese and the Russians decide what your kids are going to be by the time they're 6 months old or whatever. But they pick pretty good tennis players, I got to say. Marketable tennis players, too.
Very much so.
Yeah, Sharapova's.
I mean, we don't know. They might just, you know, kill all the ugly people before.
They could,
you
know, like 300.
You don't know.
No, they don't kill. They didn't kill the ugly people. They did kill babies who came out looking a certain way.
Well,
though.
The ugly people go to fight in MMA because they got the Russian fighters are really tough there, and they're all hideous.
Yeah, I don't think they kill the ugly people.
No.
I just think we don't see them because they don't want to put them out in the forefront.
That's workforce, John. Ugly people work hard.
That's true.
So you're not killing them off if you're not letting them in.
You're not exporting them to the world, but you're not.
No, you don't want people to see them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But we don't know. You don't know. They could just kill. I mean, I wouldn't put anybody.
They've got other people to kill. They've got other people to
kill. Journalists, political dissidents.
Dissidents, yeah.
Speaking of which, that's in News of the Weird.
Ambassadors.
It's an oligarch that fell off a balcony.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, another one. They either get poisoned or they fall off balconies.
Russian oligarchs seem to be pretty clumsy.
Yeah, really.
So can
are.
Dissidents. So can media members.
Yeah, maybe we should be questioning balance in Russia. Why are so many people falling off of balconies?
We got a break in here. Oh, there's the phones. They were trying to get those tickets. There you go. Nice job, people. 9:45 ESPN. Anything else we miss? Or are we good?
I think that's about it.
Well, the Clippers have a new stadium where they now have a bunch of tell me if this sounds familiar, John. The Clippers have something called the Wall. It's in their new stadium. And it has 51 uninterrupted rows of seats. But the first 13 rows are filled with Clippers diehard fans whose fandom is verified by the franchise beforehand. The fans sit in those 13 rows are expected to stand and chant for the entire game and create an atmosphere similar to a college student section. Do you remember who brought the Red Rowdies into Houston?
That's right. Jeff Van Gundy.
And who's coaching as an assistant there at the Clippers?
Yeah. How about that?
Jeff Van Gundy. So I wonder if Van Gundy talked to them about, hey, this would be great if we had this. Because Van Gundy was he bought those tickets, if I remember correctly.
He did buy those tickets.
I do think Steve Ballmer was planning this building.
He said he was.
Before Van Gundy was hired, though. It is a how many billion dollar building?
Well, I got to see what this wall.
It's like it's almost straight up.
Well, then how do you sit in it?
You're not supposed to.
Wait, I thought you had 13 rows of fans or whatever.
Well, you're supposed to stand throughout the entire game, I think, those fans. That's why it's like a student section. I'm
sure
they have seats.
Stand? Can you topple forward onto
somebody
else?
No, the design is... Well,
could oligarchs fall off onto other oligarchs?
Well, considering how clumsy they are, probably.
They're not the only clumsy ones. Did you see, apparently, Kentucky Senator Johnny Turner died? He plunged into an empty swimming pool on his lawnmower. What?
Just let the lawnmower go, Johnny.
I almost
just let it go, Johnny.
Guys, I almost fell at Toyota Center.
How did you? Of course you did.
I missed the. I didn't realize there was a step down, and I took a regular step, and I went, whoa! And I caught myself running forward, and I told the lady, I said, if I wasn't an upper-level athlete, that could have been a disaster. And she started cracking up, and it wasn't meant to be funny.
All right, we got to break it. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we're talking Maestro Dobel.
Maestro Dobel, top-level tequila available at your service. Come and get your red-hot Maestro Dobel. It's actually not red-hot. They like it room temperature. A lot of people do for when you drink, when you're sipping tequila. A lot of people like it room temperature. I like it with a big ice cube. I could do one small ice cube, but... You know, you put too much, by the way, you service PSA here, you put too many small ice cubes in, it gets watery quick. You want to use a bigger ice cube to cool it, but the surface area is such that it doesn't make it watery. Boom. Just throwing that in there for you. But that's the way I like to sip my Diamante, and also the Diamante is the Cristalino, but also my Añejo. The Reposado, I think, goes great with cocktails, different types of cocktails, and you can type in Reposado. That's a different type of tequila. They've got their smoked silver. They've got their silver. Silver you're going to find in your garden variety margarita on the rocks, your frozen margaritas, but it's far from garden variety when you're using Maestro Dobel. And I promise you, they're going to have a tequila that really stands out, never harsh, no impurities. They do an amazing job of creating the perfect flavor every time out. Taste it for yourself. Buy a bottle. It is a top-shelf tequila with a very reasonable price tag. It's Maestro Dobel.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. Last month, a suspected gang member, a Venezuelan national, was arrested. He was previously wanted by police for stealing $3,400 worth of women's underwear. Do you feel like a gang? I don't know. Gangs may be changing now. I just didn't see gang members all of a sudden being all that interested in women's underwear.
Well,
do you?
If they can sell it.
I guess they well,
that's,
or give
that's
it to
the angle you sell to the pervs. Yeah. Pervs will buy bottled farts from women, their bathwater. You don't think they'll pay big for underwear?
I guess they will.
Is he stealing? It's not used. He's just stealing it from department stores.
He stole it from a department store.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you say it's used. You just dirty it up a little bit. You know how they rub stuff on baseballs?
So how do you? What are they rubbing on
underwear
to make it?
Clay.
I understand baseballs.
Yeah,
what
well,
do you,
same thing.
You so just, what do you do for underwear?
Same concept.
I'm not getting into
answer the question.
Same concept.
Where are you getting the dirt from?
What we call Mississippi mud.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I'm calling it. Mm.
A man was complaining of a bad stomach. He had a live cockroach in his intestines. Alive? Have you ever had a live cockroach in your intestines?
I have not.
I don't think I'm wrong. A Massachusetts man is accused of using a rubber ducky to intimidate witnesses in the Karen Reed trial. Do you feel like that he could have picked something that was a little more ominous than a rubber
ducky?
What's
he being accused of?
Well, he was accused of peppering homes with and businesses with rubber ducks and fake $100 bills bearing messages supporting Karen Reed. So... He was throwing rubber ducks at their house.
I thought like Karen Reed is murdering people and leaving a rubber duck as the stamp to let everyone know that this is the rubber duck killer.
Yeah,
and he was
going
to send rubber ducks to intimidate people with it.
I like that angle. The rubber duck killer.
Yeah, there's no rubber duck killer.
There's no rubber duck killer. No.
Well, then I don't understand what he's doing.
Hey, what the nerve of Kim Jong Un? Apparently, North Korea is sending trash bags in giant balloons, and sending their trash into South Korea using balloons. And one of the balloons landed in the South Korean president's compound.
Wow, that's
how
good,
about that?
That's a good
it's
shot, though.
The nerve of this Kim Jong-un, okay?
What a jerk.
Tending his trash over to South Korea.
Oh, yeah. That's classic
I like
Kim Jong-un stuff.
I kind of like his style. I like his style a little bit. Apparently, an Afghan province is banning all media from showing images of living things on television to comply with Taliban laws. You can't show any living thing Afghan TV.
What does
just
that
another
mean?
Reason I'm not going to move to Afghanistan.
What do you mean you can't show any living
There's
things?
No, you can't show a living thing on the television.
So what do you show?
I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea. TV would be extremely
boring. A tree
boring.
Is technically alive. Can't show trees.
Technically, Lance, I guess you can't. Well, it's against Taliban law. Another reason I won't move to Afghanistan anytime soon. I don't care if Wendy gets the job as that television
You're not going to move there.
General manager. I'm yep. not moving. I'm not yep. moving there. I'm just not. The Missouri Attorney General argues that the abortion pill will hurt the state by lowering teen pregnancies. Do you feel like Missouri should want more teen pregnancies or fewer teen pregnancies?
Fewer.
How do you feel? Do you feel like they'll be hurting the state if there are fewer teen pregnancies in Missouri?
Hurting the state? No, I don't feel like you'll be hurting the state.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. Big ups to Bobby Allison. He just won a race yesterday.
How old is Bobby Allison?
Well, he's really old. It was his 83rd race that he won, but he won it back in 1971. He was just awarded the victory yesterday. 53 years was apparently they had the wrong winner, and they gave it to Bobby Allison. He is the official winner from the August 6, 1971 race. Congratulations to Bobby.
Bobby's been fighting that second place finish for the better part of 50 plus years, and finally.
53 years.
Finally, the fight is over. Bobby can rest.
Yeah.
Did you see Bobby, that? Frankie Muniz. You know, Malcolm in the Middle, the actor. I always thought his racing thing was just something he did on the side. He's now a competitive NASCAR truck driver.
Yeah.
He got a team and a sponsor, so we're going to see. He's like 38 now, but Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, really? It's a racing. Real deal now.
Yeah, he's a real deal, yeah.
And congratulations to Kamala Harris. She locked up the critical Juggalo vote. The major in the Insane Clown Posse endorses
the ICP.
Yep.
Has endorsed Kamala Harris.
Violet J and Shaggy Two Dope. That's
and
great.
They've got a picture of her dressed. Her face is dressed as a Juggalo.
As a Juggalo.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Violet J and Shaggy Two Dope have officially weighed in.
That's
I got to be honest with you. I thought they might be Trumpers, but that's a big win because it's a swing state. They're from Detroit.
They're battling Kid Rock for that influence in that state.
Probably what it is. Yeah. It's who knew? And that's why it's called a swing state. You got Kid Rock here. You got the Juggalos over here with the Insane Clown Posse. Like that's why it's called a swing state.
Well, and apparently Barack Obama was there yesterday, and he said he had vomit on his sweater from Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, I think Eminem introduced him.
Yeah.
At a rally, and then he relayed some of the lyrics.
There's a lot going on in Detroit.
Michigan's a big state, like you said. A
lot going on right now.
Big state. Well, you got the Juggalo vote. Swing Congratulations to Kamala.
And, anytime you get her Juggalo victory. Kind of a big
and her Juggalo victory.
Does she even know what a Juggalo is? Is there any chance?
No chance she knows what a Juggalo is.
No. I know what testosterone treatment is. And by the way, so long, everybody. Dell and Lance, because I won't be talking to you two anymore. I do know what testosterone treatment is, and I'm going to Game Day Men's Health now and getting my treatment. I've been getting treatment for years, but it's just different over game day. I know Sean might be watching right now, as a matter of fact. I went to his office, and the explanation by his people, Jamie, just excellent, exactly what they were going to do, exactly what was going on in my body. I got all of my testing back, and it all came out great. And here's the deal is I need testosterone, so I'm getting my testosterone treatment there. It's just different. They've got a lab right there in the office, which is different than the other guys. They don't. They have to send all their labs out. Right there, 15 minutes later, you're finding out. The best thing about it is, especially with as much as I'm traveling, if you travel a bunch and you can't get your testosterone on a regular basis, they will send it to you so you can do it yourself. And I'm going to be doing that because it's been too sporadic for me lately with all the travel. So if you travel a lot and you need your testosterone, you can get it from Men's Day. They'll give it to you. They'll send it to you at Men's Game Day Men's Health. So Game Day is awesome. It's just different. They got a permanent solution for your ED as opposed to just throwing pills at you. They've got all these peptides that'll help you reach your goals of losing fat and gaining muscle, whatever it is that you want to do. It's all at Game Day Men's Health. Let them take care of business for you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. It's just different.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.